Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The question, Keith, is
yes.
Is it the greatest cover of all time?
That is
the question.
On the short list.
It is on the short list, isn't it?
It's very much on the short list, yeah.
It makes my wife very angry to suggest that. We were actually talking about this.
Great cover.
Is this why you played this, Nick? Why did you play this?
It's exactly why. Okay, I hope Kat's listening right now.
Better than the original.
Me, Nick, and Billy were all talking about this the other day, and it's on the short. It's on the Mount Rushmore of best covers, and it angers my wife very much to suggest that, but it's just true.
Yeah.
It's better than the original.
Way better than the original.
That's a good shorthand discussion for making a cover excellent.
Faith by Limp Bizkit,
sure.
Better.
Ooh.
Word Up by Korn, better.
I knew you were going to say that one.
Yeah.
I think my list is just that. I think that's my whole list.
Hurt by Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't even know if it's better, because people everybody says it's better. They're both very good. They're different. What else you got?
Was the Behind Blue Eyes version of Limp Bizkit a cover?
Yeah,
it was definitely a cover.
A cover.
That one's up there for me anyway.
Good one. Yeah, no, it's good. That one's real nice. What do you think? You don't think so?
All Along the Watchtower? That's a cover.
Yes.
Bob Dylan did the original?
There's like four different ones of that. Mm-hmm.
Right? The Hendrix one over the Bob Dylan one.
Hendrix, yeah. Bob Dylan, Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews did it, man.
Yeah, they're all there.
I was there when Dave played it, man.
Yeah. Marilyn Manson did Personal Jesus, the Depeche Mode song.
Yeah.
And Beautiful People.
That's a cover?
No.
Is that a cover?
No, Marilyn Manson cover. There's another cover Marilyn Manson
cover
did.
Of Marilyn Manson? No. I can't keep track of which song
on,
started.
No, no, no. That's an original. He's been canceled, by the way, so he's a bad guy. But I'm just saying he had a couple of covers. And apparently, like in concert, he has like a million covers.
I know what you're talking about, though. There's a Marilyn Manson cover that got like radio play. I don't know. I can't think of what it is off the top of my head. Okay. I think settled that.
Yep.
We
nailed
also,
it.
A lot of people weighing in on the Celtics and Jaylen Brown. I don't know that this is an insult, by the way.
What's the what is it?
Text line, you guys are finally seeing Jaylen for what he is. He's a two and maybe a high three.
Ooh. Is it an insult? First of all, he's not a three. You're doing too much. He's not a three.
A high three is an insult, but calling him a two, I don't think it's an insult.
He
I don't
won
think
a title
insult.
As the two, and he had the better series. And that's what some second guys are capable of. Like, Kevin Garnett was probably the best player on the 08 team. Paul Pierce. One that was the Finals MVP?
Sweet Dreams. That's the Marilyn Manson cover.
Sweet
thinking
Dreams.
Of. That's what you're thinking of as a cover. That's the one I was trying to come up with. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Nick can sleep at night now.
Good one.
Beautiful. I was definitely listening.
Beautiful People was a cover.
Beautiful People was not. Now, that was an original.
That threw me for
That's
a
probably yeah. his best song, but okay. also.
I was thinking of Sweet Dreams.
Yeah.
Yes. We got it. We landed the plane.
Yeah, we got that.
Anybody mention Blue Monday by Orgy?
Ooh, excellent one, Bill.
Throw your hat in the ring on
excellent
that one.
Good one. Bill. I'd put that in my Mount Rushmore.
All right.
It would be.
You're out, Johnny Cash.
Limp Bizkit, Korn, Manson, and Orgy. Just my 1999 CD collection.
All right. Yeah. You're out, Johnny Cash.
Yep. Take a hike.
But I don't think calling Jaylen Brown a two is an insult. Like, it's like, oh, you're seeing him for what he is. He's a two. Yeah, that's fine.
But
especially
that's
when Jaylen or Jason Tatum comes back
well,
in
then
February.
We go back to this question before where you're like, all right, how many true number ones are there? There's 30 teams in the NBA. There's not 30 true number ones. There might be eight.
So yeah, I was going to say, there's probably less than 10 true number ones. Yeah.
So like, it's really not that much of an insult because both things can be true. You can be like, all right, you're a number two player. But you're also the 16th best player in the NBA. Right? Like both things can definitely be true.
100%.
Yeah,
100%. Same thing with the number one starter, Keith. How about that for a second?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you weren't even
Good
ready
thing
for
I'm
that.
Sitting down.
How many?
I would have been knocked off my feet.
Are there fewer number one starters in baseball, like true aces, than there are number ones in basketball? Probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Red Sox have one of them in Garrett Crochet. I know you agree with that. I think most people out there would agree with that.
No doubt.
Jeff Passan came out with what I think is a significant update on Tarik Skubal yesterday, who would be another. Bob Nightingale came out early this offseason, USA Today, and said Skubal is going nowhere. Okay. To which I said, okay, well, I mean, if he says he's going nowhere, let's take him off the list. I thought he'd move. I listened to the bro, the tech bro GM there in Detroit. I listened to him at his breakup, and it sure sounded like they were going to trade him. But okay, what do I know? Bob Nightingale says he's not moving. I'll take him at his word. Passan has thrown some cold water on that. He said yesterday, in a big takeout for all of free agency, there's lots of Red Sox stuff in there we can pick through.
He had a lot of items.
He said there's no consensus throughout the industry on whether or not Skubal will move.
Real quick, that's pretty significant. So because
that is significant.
Because a month ago, Bob Nightingale was like, guys, it's Skeens and Skubal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, they're not going anywhere. So you're like, oh, that's too bad.
By the way, Skeens, he says the same thing. He's like, he is not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So if you read further down, anybody who's about the text, trade for Paul Skeens.
No. That one I feel like is definitely unlikely because of where he's at with his contract, age, everything.
And
like, that's not happening.
Reading this full thing from Passan, which took some time, Keith. I had to set some time aside, Frank.
A lot in there.
It was a long, lengthy takeout. He's making it sound like the Pirates actually might be spenders in free agency, which is crazy. So he's like, they're not ripping things down. They're spending.
Yeah.
Well, you're shaking your head. We'll see
where
it goes.
Well, they won't get anybody. It might be like when the Blue Jays say they're going to do it, then they don't really get anybody.
But to your point, he is still saying Skeens is not moving. Don't bother asking.
Yeah.
Skubal, he says there's no consensus throughout the industry.
So there you go. That means this guy could be moved.
Right. It's not a yes, but not shutting it down.
But if you have a really good trade proposal, it sounds like they're listening.
He says some are convinced the Tigers will move the back-to-back AL Cy Young winner because, as one person put it, quote unquote, they have to.
Ooh.
Whatever the decision is not easy. Only a handful of teams have the prospect depth and urgency to pull off such a deal. And he makes the case that really trading Skubal isn't about the Tigers. It's about other teams. If teams step up and pay what they think is a worthwhile return for Skubal, they'll move him. So you got to meet the asking price. But if you meet the asking price and there's only a select few teams that can do it, then he won't be moving unless you can meet that asking price. He does specifically highlight the Red Sox. Quote, the Red Sox pairing Skubal with Crochet at the top of their rotation would give them two of the best three pitchers in baseball. That's why he's listing off all the teams that could be in.
Agreed.
They're a team that has prospect depth.
Yes.
They're a team that's talking like they're looking to add at the front of their rotation, not 3-10, but 1 or 2, which Skubal would be. I don't know. Is the door open for Skubal to the Red Sox?
It should be. It absolutely should be. And you flagged it the second the GM for the Tigers started talking about it. You're like, oh, that doesn't sound like a guy that they're for sure going to lock up. And we talked to Bradford about this off and on during the season and then when we had him on last week. And Skubal, also a Boris guy, I believe. And so Skubal probably will not do the thing where you trade for him and then before the season starts, you sign this big extension like Eric Crochet, which the way Crochet started looks like it could be a deal for the Sox. So he may...
Do you believe that, by the way?
I don't think it's a lock. A lot of baseball players sign early. I'm surprised how many of them do it.
Don't we hear this over and over again that guys want to sign before the lock? Like, if he could get his... a pitcher. If he could get his money right now guaranteed the second
John
he gets traded.
Any minute now.
Well, and then there's the lockout looming, too. There's all this way that your money is not... Let's say he blows out his arm, and then there's a lockout. I think he'd take a contract, but you'd have to blow him away.
So I think if I had to guess right now one way or the other, he would go to free agency. But that doesn't mean you can't, you know, have the top offer and bring him back. And maybe that's where the negotiation with the Tigers comes into play and be like, look, we don't have a long-term deal cut out with them, so we're not going to give you, you know, Early and Tolley. Like, you got to pick one of those guys. You got to pick one of these guys. It's going to still be a massive trade that you'd have to do, but I fully –
am on board with that. There are three stud pitchers. Like if we were tiering pitchers in baseball, I think it's Crochet, Skeens, Skubal. After that,
you got to rank within that tier.
I would go Skeens, Skubal, Crochet.
Me too.
Yeah. I think Yamamoto, you can't really, the way he pitches in the playoffs, you have to put him up there too.
He might have leveled up.
And there's a few other guys that are obviously very, very good, but you know, we talked about this the other day when we were talking about like the value of Roman Anthony, the value of Shohei Ohtani, like expansion draft. I'm normally pretty afraid of pitchers because I just feel like any second they're going to need Tommy John, and then you're out for a whole season. Whereas I would take my chances with the everyday player and go from there. But there are those three guys that are kind of special. They already identified one with Crochet. So far, so good. Skubal's that same kind of thing where if you have those two guys, do you know what an overwhelming advantage it is? You go into a playoff series and you're like, we have Crochet, Skubal.
It's Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling.
It is.
I mean, no offense to Pedro and Curt Schilling, but like Pedro was not at the top of his game in 04. It'd be Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling.
It's insane. So yeah, I would be very much in favor of that. Because think about this. If you're ready to have a trade package set for Joe Ryan. Joe Ryan's not a free agent. We would both want Joe Ryan. And if you traded for Joe Ryan, you'd have to trade more to get Skubal. But still, you're already preparing yourself there. So a big type of trade, you have this awesome farm system, and you can't even play everybody, right? Like we've talked about that. Like you're probably spinning off an outfielder as it is, let alone all these guys that are in your system right now. So yeah, I would be 100% on board with a Skubal trade.
Me too. And I think the door is ajar. Now, will Breslow knock it down? I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I think a move is there to be made. I'm happy to read that from Passan. You mentioned Joe Ryan. He said potential trade partners believe the Twins will deal one of their co-aces. I didn't realize they had co-aces.
Co-aces?
Joe Ryan or Pablo Lopez. Not both. Each has the same issue as Mackenzie Gore, a contract that expires in 2027. When he was writing about Gore, he was talking about the lockout. The other name, and this conflicts with Bob Nightingale as well, so maybe Nightingale just doesn't know what he's talking about, or maybe
possible.
Passan doesn't know what he's talking about, but they disagree. Skubal available, according to Passan, not Nightingale. Peralta. Freddy Peralta in Milwaukee. Now that, who picked up their option in Milwaukee? Brandon Woodruff, except it's a qualifying offer, rather. That's now likely that Freddy Peralta could get dealt, so that's maybe another arm. But that's a notch probably below Joe Ryan and certainly a couple of notches below Tarik Skubal.
He had a great year, though. Peralta did.
Yeah, he did. Awesome. But again, why is Milwaukee making him available? That makes it a little suspect for me. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We've talked Celtics. We'll mix in your thoughts on the Red Sox. We should get to the Bruins as well. It's mind of my business, Keefe.
Yeah, as you do.
Scrolling around the internet.
Uh-huh.
And I saw the Bruins playoff odds.
Oh.
And I was flabbergasted.
Okay.
At the number.
All right.
What exactly are their playoff chances? Let's get to it. Coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.